Welcome back to the Thursday edition of Bosque County Blast. I'm Cynthia Davis.
And I'm Art DeVitalis.
Today, we'll be looking at a new mission of Clifton Main Street, your news briefs coming up, graduation announcements, and close with some recent events in Meridian. This is the Bosque County Blast.
Moving to our feature story today in Clifton, we recently talked to Angela Smith about a new historical undertaking at Clifton Main Street.
We are a preservation-based organization.
That's Smith speaking there.
I've taken the photos that are current, and I'm having to go in and crop and, you know, to try to line up with the historic photos so that it is as close to the original perspective as possible, and then doing the research on those historic photos as to the date.
A fire occurred in downtown Clifton in 1886.
You're referring to the fire. They rebuilt that side of town, that whole block of town, within a few weeks. It's just, it was incredible what they did. They were having sidewalk sales, like, immediately. They just got all of their goods out that had not perished and set them up in different places downtown and just continued to go about business.
May is Preservation Month, a time for us to celebrate historic places that are special to community members. Now, Angela has actually asked the community in sort of a call to action to join Clifton Main Street in preserving and protecting these community treasures. Research, multimedia presentations, site preservation, and interviews are just a few ways that she suggested that people can continue this really educational preservation for generations to come and learn about. So Smith's goal with this entire project is to either create an app that allows people to go directly to the location and learn history about it, as well as view photos, or actually create an augmented reality app that allows you to look at your phone and take a step back in time to where you were looking at, depending on the spot, of course, looked like then.
Downtown Clifton is a focus of Clifton Main Street, in addition to the Clifton Economic Development Corporation. Main Street also has worked to restore the old rodeo grounds in Clifton for future generations' use.
So, Clifton Main Street is part of a larger government organization working to revitalize small downtown America. Main Street has set up in Waxahachie, Corsicana, Hillsboro, Hamilton, and other small towns across Texas with the intention of developing existing town architecture into thriving venues and businesses. With that in mind, the organization also has a strong focus on historic preservation of those existing structures that are both renovated and preserved. For more on the project and how to get involved with your organization, visit Clifton Main Street on Facebook. And with that, visitors and community members may be able to glimpse the past from present locations today. Moving on to our news briefs for the day. Grenfell's Gap ISD students will be able to return textbooks, Chromebooks, or athletic equipment today between 9 a.m. and noon. The school requests pictures for class favorites from high school students in addition to farewell pictures and senior quotes from the graduating class.
As a reminder, residential trash pickup in Meridian will be held Friday instead of today. If you have a question on whether or not an item is acceptable for regular trash pickup, contact the City of Meridian for a clarification and ways to dispose of larger items not suitable for regular trash.
Turning to a little bit of unexpected sports news. So the Clifton Baseball Softball Youth Association's president, Richard G. Spitzer, released this statement last Thursday after a meeting, May 21st. This information is according to the Clifton Sheet via its Facebook page. The board ultimately determined that it would be difficult to compete and abide by the recommendations to play as issued by the Texas Governor's Office. Any parent that still wants their children to play baseball or softball is released to play in a different township, provided that league is still continuing. Bosqueville and Whitney plan to play, though Meridian remains undecided at this moment. Local players will receive their uniforms for the season with the sponsors' logos. Each player will be eligible for a refund minus the cost of the uniform. Donations to the organization would be appreciated to help pay annual fixed costs to the board. For more information, visit facebook.com/CliftonBaseball.
Iredell will hold its graduation ceremony tomorrow, Friday, May 29th at 7 p.m. Due to the threat of rainy weather, graduation will be held in the parking lot at the school, located at 501 East McLean Street in Iredell. Visit the school's Facebook page for more information.
Youth members of the Walnut Springs Business Youth Association put out flags to honor veterans Monday, May 25th at both Oak Grove and Fulton cemeteries. The group thanked past veterans as well as those still on active duty.
Driver's license offices across Central Texas will reopen tomorrow, Friday, May 29th, with limited services. Customers may now begin scheduling appointments. To get started, visit the DPS website at www.dps.texas.gov.
Valley Mills ISD students receive their last meals as part of the school year, but the school will begin the summer food program Wednesday, June 3rd, and there's something a little special about this. Food services will provide free meals for 7 days each week to children ages 1 to 18, regardless of attendance to Valley Mills ISD. All meals may be picked up in the circle at the school. For more information, email lisa.obenhaus@vmisd.net. And that's lisa.obenhaus@vmisd.net.
The Bosque Countywide Garage Sale will be held July 17th and 18th this year and is currently accepting applications. Refunds have already been issued for those that paid in March. Organizers ask those interested to fill out the Google form and answer all of the questions. The form can be found on the Bosque Countywide Garage Sale Weekend Facebook page. This year, vendors will find instructions on how to pay online or mail-in payment. Participants must register by July 3rd. Only forms received on time will be guaranteed online listings.
Today is the last day for school-owned instrument returns for Clifton Cubs band members. Students can drop instruments off at the band hall from 3 to 6 p.m. If turned in after today, students will be charged a fine for missed cleaning, which, as many know, is critical this year.
Bosque County Senior Services is seeking volunteers to help seniors in need once the quarantine restrictions have been lifted. It's easy to apply by calling 254-435-2930. Responsibilities include delivering meals and assistance with seniors' homes, like tasks they may not be able to complete themselves. The City of Meridian has put out this request to the public so that, quote, "Not a single senior in our county does without the help they need," end quote.
For our last story of the day, we go to Meridian for the final wave off to students. Meridian ISD held a drive-through send-off for elementary students Tuesday, May 25th in the school parking lot. More than 120 vehicles lined up in drive-through fashion to let their children say goodbye to their teachers. The teachers' positive energy ran high for more than 2 hours allocated for the drive-thru, which reminded parents of due dates Wednesday, June 3rd. Teachers gave out the best assignment possible: summer fun packets for children to complete while stuck at home. Elementary graduation will be held Saturday, June 27th, beginning at 10 a.m. The ceremony for high schoolers will begin at 7 p.m. Friday, June 26th. Students and families are welcome to congregate socially in the parking lot at a distance, of course, prior to the ceremony around 6:30 p.m. A parade honoring students will begin at 6 p.m. at the Bosque County Courthouse Saturday, June 20th. And that's it for this episode of the Bosque County Blast. join us again for your Bosque County News Blast podcast at 8 a.m. Monday, June 1st.